Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. I'll get back to two white guys talking sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, you know who's always joyful? Bill Walton. Of course, he's on. Yes, he's a happy person, Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Because he's always drugged up. Yeah, right. I think people, you see, Rex Hudler, people who are high are generally more, are happier people.
How about Shaq?
Who? Shaq? Oh, no, he's almost fought Charles.
They did on the court one time, but I don't know, man. I just bringing that up, very few people are just really genuinely happy.
Right.
Like, I got people who are good energy people that I like to be around, like HQ is one of my wife was listening when we said, when I jokingly said, oh, my wife, and you go, and she goes, y'all can suck it.
Oh, wow. That's ugly.
So apparently she was listening.
I was agreeing with them, and then I thought about it.
Apparently she was listening.
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins?
Always happy? No. 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 I mean, it's hard to find people who are always happy. Like Bill, like somebody said, Bill O'Brien is the antithesis.
Where their default is
it's joyful. Much easier to find really...
In doing this little exercise, doesn't that kind of show you... Now, Mike McDaniel gives me vibes that he is usually in a good mood. Okay, let's say this. Usually in a good mood. Instead of happy or joyful, usually in a good mood. See, D'Amico is so rare... D'Amico's so rare that we can't even come up with 10 people that we know in sports or personal life that are like that. Extraordinarily rare, which is what I'm excited about. Mike McDaniel seems like he's generally in a good mood, but we only see him.
He's another one that seems like he's high all the time.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, what? Right.
Yeah, not D'Amico. D'Amico, no. I'll almost bet that D'Amico doesn't even drink.
What?
Where? I'll bet you D'Amico doesn't even drink.
I don't know. I don't know that.
He's also in great shape still. Yeah. Lance Berkman always had that kind of, he kind of had an upbeat personality.
No, he absolutely does. He's always upbeat. Yeah, that's a guy. Yeah.
Lance Berkman was that guy.
Yeah.
Not Biggio, not Bags.
No.
Not DeShainer, not Roger, not Andy.
Shainer's always upbeat. He got pissed at Larry Durker though.
Yeah, but he's not always in a good mood. Like, we don't really know him, but. Yeah, I don't know him well enough to, I guess, to say that. What about Tuve?
Tuve feels
like he's one.
Yes. Yes.
Jeremy Pena?
He is. He's. Oh, no, no, no.
Jeremy Pena feels like that?
Yep.
Fromber? He can bear down in his games.
Well, no, he looks like Maldonado? He's distraught a lot.
Actually, now
there.
That I think about it, does Maldi not seem like he's usually... upbeaten in a good mood?
Well, I know behind the scenes he gets depressed about his hitting.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he does.
And then you still take shots. Oh, real cool.
No, I don't take shots. Real cool. I never took a shot at Molly.
Real cool.
Okay. Oh, did he homer the other night? Yes. Did everybody shut up then? Yeah. Because everybody shut up about Jeff Bagwell and signing Jose Abreu now? Yeah.
Jose Abreu right now is this hero we need.
He is the hero we need.
Three.
I always find, three though, hits. It's isn't it odd that guys Julia interviewed him after the game, and he's got the interpreter there. How long have you been here?
Well, sometimes you just want to make sure that you're not, and you want to be able to do it. You know, I don't. He could do it in English, I'll bet.
I don't know how much he speaks. I don't have any idea. But he's been here a long time now.
Yeah. Well, maybe he doesn't learn. I can tell you this: when I went to Sevilla, Spain, now the Spanish people are pretty snooty. They think they're better than you.
Yeah, no. You have to learn Spanish.
You have to learn Spanish. Yeah, they're not speaking English.
No.
Well, to Amsterdam, they'll back off Dutch in a heartbeat to speak English.
Yeah.
In Spain, they're like
in France. Either, everybody speaks.
They speak English. Yeah, everybody if they want to.
Yep.
In Spain, they don't even know how to. A lot of people that I encountered did not, and I'm talking about people who work. They know a little, just a tiny bit, like at the marketplaces where they're selling food, and you would think, but you speak Spanish. They expect you to come with Spanish.
Yeah, right.
There are some people who don't. Maybe he doesn't know. I don't think I've ever heard Fromber speak English.
No, but you're right. A lot of guys are afraid to do it just in case to not sound, and they want to sound.
You know,
we actually got called out when we were making fun of somebody's accent. They were like, see, this is why guys don't want to do interviews is because, you know, because you'll make fun of
it. Was it when I said that he's signing pencil?
Yeah.
That's Jose Vizcaino.
Vizcaino.
Was it Vizcaino on a mobile?
Yeah.
Jerry Hunsaker gave me pencil.
Maybe
it's Altuve. I think it's Altuve we were talking about.
Might have been.
But my buddy McCool made a really good point. You know, he's living in Spain and he's taking Spanish classes. He already knew Spanish. Well, he, you know, decent, but he goes and he takes Spanish classes 3 days a week in Spain. And I was always talking about, he said, you know, one of the dumbest things is that Americans get so worried about conjugation of Spanish and trying to do it perfectly. He said, in America, if you have somebody who has broken English and they say, I'm going to a dry, you go to store and the chicken, buy the chicken. Oh, yeah, you're going to go to the store and buy chicken. Oh, okay, yeah. You don't think twice about help. If somebody's trying to speak and they have broken English and you can pick and choose and you get context clues, you don't think twice about it. Like, oh, cool, you know, yeah. Oh, absolutely. We're always very accommodating typically. Like if they're saying something, you have, you know, and let's say I'm just saying Spanish speaker, and they try to give you just key words, you get it,
yeah,
you understand, and you can communicate, and you don't have a problem with it. He said it's the same way with Spanish speaking countries. As long as you make an attempt, if your conjugation isn't perfect or your words, he goes, they get it, they understand.
Nice.
You shouldn't be so. And when I told my daughter that, she was trying to speak a lot more Spanish on the plane when we were there. Because in the plane from Amsterdam from Amsterdam to Spain, it was a lot of Spanish speakers, and they don't, like I said, they don't speak English, a lot of them, and they were asking her questions, and she started speaking Spanish, and once she did, she got all excited, so she was always trying to speak Spanish. But once you make that attempt, man, people will. So if Fromber, like if any of these guys made the attempt, definitely. You know, maybe other radio shows would try to make fun of
people. Yeah, but you were making fun of like, somebody's accent.
Like when you were saying that
you're
about,
a bad person.
When you had the joke
about,
what's fast, what's higher, can people drive faster or machete's batting average? Like, what's faster, machete's batting average or the speed at a NASCAR race?
Well, I did once say, you know, Danica Patrick, her only win ever was in Japan, but I mean that's a low bar, right, for drivers. I did say that once. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Joe Daddy is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Joe Daddy.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up,
man? I've been watching that Bill Walton thing on ESPN. Man, that dude was pretty good, man. I mean, I only knew him from the '86 Finals, being a hustler, pesky, you know, guy getting in the way and stuff. And that dude was a hell of a player, and he had so many injuries, man, like just the injuries that he was listing off year by year and all the time he missed, and he was a heck of an announcer. And, man, you guys need to check that out. I mean, that was pretty cool. But a couple of things that I found out during watching it, you know, in 1977, they wanted them to play Game 6 at 10:30 in the morning, just so CBS can cover a Kemper Open at golf tournament or whatever. And it was the craziest thing, man. And when the Blazers won the game, they're all celebrating. And, you know, Brent Musburger, he has to shoot it to the Kemper Open immediately. They didn't even show the presentation, trophy, nothing. They won the game and celebrated for 2 seconds and to the Kemper Open. It was quiet. And it was just, Brent Musburger said it was one of the lowest points of his career to do that. So, just imagine if we did that today. And one thing that I found out also, the Rockets were in the Eastern Conference. I had no idea. They were in the, Eastern Finals against the Sixers that year. So I had no clue they were in the Eastern Final, man. So I don't know if you could talk about that, and I got to get going, man. Have a good one, my guy.
I didn't even, you got me. San Diego Rockets. What year did he say?
Well, he was talking about 77 when they won the title.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't start paying attention to Rockets basketball till
I didn't. I don't remember that. 10. They played at 10:30 in the morning so they could throw it to the Kemper Open.
I don't remember that either because in Portland, well, if you said 10 o'clock, 10:30 Portland, but I know that they had a tape delay. I know some games were tape delayed. Famously, everyone talks about that. Yeah. So
10:30 in the morning. You're right. That would be 12:30 here.
Basketball
it would an afternoon game. It would have been a regular afternoon game here.
Do you think was baseball bigger than football? Was baseball the biggest sport? Let's say in 1978, 79. Well, Yankees, Dodgers. 77, 78
were the Yankees titles. It was bigger. It wasn't bigger. No, I don't think it was bigger than the NFL then. I don't believe it was bigger than the NFL then. The NFL was still a monster. The Super Bowl was still a monster. But baseball was a lot bigger than it is now, and it was second for sure. Now, let's not forget, horse racing was big. The Kentucky Derby was huge at one time here. And in the 70s, absolutely. Secretariat was, I mean, it was huge. It was just huge. Wow, they played at 10:30. I had no idea. I'm going to have to watch that Walton thing. I want to see, Bill Walton drugged up. I want to see that. Back in the day, I'm sure that there's a lot of drug talk in there.
Forget about it.
But four?
My son Mason was asking, was Bob Nedelicki any good? I said, Nedelicki? I said, wasn't he an ABA guy with the pay? Yeah, and sure enough, he's a 99 on one of Mason's NBA 2K cards because he's been playing and he's got a supercharged card or blah, blah, blah. And I just owned my family. My son, Alec, I'm king of FIFA in my house right now. It's causing a lot of problems in the house right now because I'm talking a lot. But anyway, I started thinking, I got to get my son on ABA stuff. Read Loose Balls by Terry Pluto.
Yeah.
That is a really good read on the ABA. I definitely highly recommend that. And also, I'm going to get the director of Catching Lightning. So, Joe Daddy, watch that. I'm going to get Pat Condolas. He's the one that did Outcry with Greg Kelly.
Yeah.
Who was really good. And we had him on. And also Disgraced.
Yeah, right.
The show about all the Baylor stuff that went on.
Yep.
He also did Catching Lightning about Lee Murray, who was an MMA fighter from England who was in the UFC. He was a real up-and-comer. And he was one of the headliners for the biggest heist in the history of the world. It ended up being 53 million pounds.
I got a read right now, and it's about Artisan Grange. That's my read right now. You go read your little books that you want to read. I'm going to read about Artisan Grange. I'm going to read about Dip, about you and all of you people that dip tobacco, all right? Nicotine, tobacco. You know what that's doing to your body? So smoking is horrible. Well, what about dipping, okay? We forget how bad this is for your jaw, for your cheek and gum. It causes causes ugly health issues. You may be, it's okay, it's not smoking. It's bad. And if you want to wean yourself from that, she wants you to wean yourself from that. She doesn't like it. No, there's not one woman alive that says, oh, yeah, how awesome, he's dipping, ever. No woman ever. Here's the deal. Get out of that habit. Get into the Canstead and the Dew Blend. Get the same flavors that you like, the ice mint, the citrus, the tobacco flavor, all of these flavors that they got. They got all kinds of different flavors. And start dipping with hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. It is going to change your life. You are not going to be putting yourself at risk anymore. Get there now, okay? Go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
ESPN, 975.com. Oh, no. Why are the brakes out?
Because I cut the brakes! Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Want to get FDA-approved generic Viagra sent to your door and get your first month free? Free RexMD.
The Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's the best morning show in the history of things that aren't morning shows. It's John and Lance. Make me proud, boys. Well, not that kind of proud, boys, but you know what I mean.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So I woke up. This is what I do, though. I woke up this morning and I was thinking about John Rahm. Okay. John Rahm says, oh, I'm going to go over to Live now. When Brooks Koepka finished his press conference, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, he said, all right, guys, I'll see you at the Travelers. The Travelers is the next tournament on the PGA Tour. Now that they are partners, it's alleged partnership anyway, how can the PGA Tour stop anybody from going over to LIV and go making their money at LIV if they want to? Wait a minute.
You can't.
Wait a minute. You're our they're our partners, and we can't play there still? What? Why? Why is it? We can partner up with them, but they're still the evil empire that we can't join? Okay. And you know what John Rahm's going to do? Go over there, and then he's going to come back to the PGA. And you know what? I don't think that they could possibly stop him. How are you going to stop a guy from doing well, now? Wait a minute. We're partners with them, remember? That's our partners. We're going to make money together. Woo! We're all going to be one big happy family. And oh, by the way, if I'm the guys that went over there before, Brooks Koepka or whatever, you ain't finding me to come back. You ain't finding me.
No.
You're not going to take my money and let's see and try to stop me from playing over here.
This? You took all these bullets as a from a conversation standpoint. I'm not just talking about their commissioner. I'm talking about just in general. And you may have to do it again. Like this, that may have just been round one, and then you may have to come back and have a whole new conversation that pisses people off all over again. Like you can't just be done with it. Jay Monahan thought that he was done with this. Monahan thought that he was done. Like, okay, I'll take this heat and then it'll finally be over. No. But it's not even like that was just an appetizer.
Yeah, no. Well, it got so much. I don't know what his health issues are. He's taking a leave of absence. The pressure on that dude must have been an over. It's the amount of hate that he has gotten, the amount of people that have been, you know, so critical of him. It's probably a mental health issue for him. It's probably a depression that he's going. I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but it's the timing isn't odd because I would imagine that there's so much on him right now that he just like, I can't operate anymore. I just need a break. I just need to get away from this. But John Rahm's like, I'm going over there. Yeah, I'll go over there. Now, why not? They're our partners. So we can make money off of them, but we can't go and play for them. Okay. Really? No. They're our partners.
This is really going to be bad for them.
Yeah. It is. It's bad for everybody involved now. But it wasn't like it was. Liv has been. You want to talk about a death knell for an organization? The PGA Tour has already given $100 million to lawyers, right? That the lawyers made out on this deal. Jay Monahan is now in. He's put himself in the hospital or wherever he is. He's had to take a leave of absence, a health leave of absence. That now it's so messed up. I don't know what the networks are saying about this, but I watching Jim Nantz when this first came out, I saw Saturday when they came on the air for the first time. It was dour. It was dour of what has happened to the PGA Tour. Ever since Liv came along, it has been just nothing but crap for the PGA Tour. It's just, and it's one of my favorite leagues, obviously, but it's awful. It has been nothing but awful for them.
People thought it wasn't going to be a big deal initially because it was just Phil and like who else, but you know, money always speaks. But once it got downhill a little bit and Phil took all the hate and there wasn't as much hate to take anymore, it made it way easier for people to jump. And now it's super easy.
For me, it hit hardest. You know, Koepka wasn't playing well. Koepka going over there, he's like, I'm taking this money. Phil going over there, whatever. Phil, he's past his prime, whatever. When Cam Smith won a major and then went right to Liv, it was like, oh my gosh. They're taking the best play. This is bad. This is really, really bad. And now, we hate them. It's the evil empire. Have you ever been embarrassed to play for the PGA Tour? Now they're our partners. We'll take their money. Just terrible. Speaking of taking the money, did you see the article that Florio wrote about the NFL player that lost $8 million gambling?
No, on Pro Football Focus? Pro Football Talk?
Yeah, Pro Football Talk. An NFL player, an unnamed NFL player, lost $8 million gambling this year. And he says, it's fine. It's, you know what? You can do it as long as you're not betting on football. The NFL is okay with people gambling, with their players gambling.
They can't.
But nobody
them.
In the organization, you know. You're not allowed to gamble if you work for the NFL.
No.
But if you
We're not allowed to be on fantasy football in fantasy football leagues over a payout of like $100 or $200. We're not allowed to do March Madness brackets, supposedly. I do stuff for the radio station and all that. Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Some of it, I mean, a lot of people think it's absolutely, you know, outlandish, some of their asks, and they can't do that of all their players. But yeah, they've got a lot of rules. $8 million is a concern because you get in debt with markers at.
Yeah.
Well, of course, casinos aren't going to ask you to, you know, throw games or anything if you owe money to them. But it's obviously we're not supposed to ever. We have to take these whole. We have to take these video sessions where we have to answer questions. Like they're so worried about people getting injury information. About getting certain matchup information that is proprietary because it gives, you know, potentially gambling advantages and stuff like that. Does that happen often? You know, probably not. There's so much information that's already out there. But for somebody to get in the hole eight or to lose that much, that's a massive concern for the league.
No, it's an unnamed player, and he says, well, it's Charles Barkley's always said gambling's not a problem if you can afford it. Well, hopefully the guy can afford it. Otherwise, you know what? You are putting your league at risk. You are putting your league at risk. But how are you going to be? Okay, you can't be hypocritical either. They're in bed with all of these gambling sites now. They can't tell the players, oh, no, you can't gamble on some other sport. Why can't I gamble on some? You're in bed with them. Why in the world can't I gamble when there are partners? Just like Liv now. Time to talk about HRP. If one of your employees has a problem and is putting your business at risk, you need HRP. You need HRP to handle the HR for you because you don't know what to do about it. And if you don't know what to do about it and you do it wrong or whatever you do is wrong, then you're going to have a real problem because businesses have been lost because of HR problems. Businesses have been fined mightily because of HR problems. So make sure that you're doing your HR right. If your business is growing and you don't have an HR department, you need an HR department. You got one, HRP. If your business is growing and the payment department is getting out of control, yes. If your payroll department is getting out of control, then yes, you need HRP because they're going to do it better than you can. They're going to do it better, and they're going to do it more economically, and they're going to handle your HR, and they're going to handle your taxes. And if you don't know anything about the Affordable Care Act, guess what? It's still around, and you don't want to mess that up either because you'll get fined and you'll lose money. So not taking care of this business, not being as good as you can possibly be, is going to cost you money. Be as good as you could possibly be with HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it!
The Kings are on the air. It's John and Lance, man. That's just stupid, dude. I'm not reading that one.
Oh, look, the recently self-coronated Kings of Houston Sports Radio.
Come on, dude. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros win in walk-off fashion. Unfortunately, it had to be a walk-off after the throwing the ball around in the top of the ninth inning, which led to three unearned runs and another blown save. Three in his last six opportunities has blown the save. So, well, the one opportunity wasn't a save situation. Anyway, three of his last six outings have been a blown save by Ryan Pressly. Unfortunately, he was in studio with us, and he caught it. He needed to sit this one out when talking about Martin Maldonado. Sit this one out. You know, the guy who's an all-star closer and World Series champion closer and World Baseball Classic closer. He shouldn't be talking about Martin Maldonado. All he said was how much he loves Maldonado and how much he works. He didn't say he should be catching every day. All he said was how hard he works. It's amazing how people on Twitter think what they think. Anyway, Dana Brown met the media yesterday, announced that Lance McCullers was out for the year. He did have a timeline for Lance McCullers Jr. moving forward. Here is Astros general manager Dana Brown.
The timeline on this, because it was the flexor tendon, which initially started in October of 21, and as you guys know, you know, Lance is a grinder, and he tried to just, with grit, pure grit, tried to fight through the injury and come back. And so that happened in 21 and 22. He ended up coming back. And then, you know, starting out this year, he felt like he was going to be fine and continued to start press through it, and it continued to bother him. And so, you know, with this surgery, we feel good because at the end of the day, it was just his the flexor tendon and also the bone spur, which gives him a chance to come back sometime in 24. Right now, it's a little early to tell how soon he's going to come back, but it gives him the opportunity to come back. So he's going to start potentially throwing in November, which is a good thing, and then we'll see in January where he is and how much he can get amped up.
Sometime in 24. Sometime in 24 for Lance McCullers Jr. And then the update on Yordan. Well, Dusty met the media, and that's a quick one. Okay, let's throw it to Dana. Dana, here is an update on the Yordan situation.
That's one of those things that the oblique is tricky, and I was talking about this earlier today. So I think after 2 weeks, we'll have a little bit more information and how does he feel. And then at the three-week mark, we should definitely know more. I hate to kick the can down the road, but at the end of the day, sometimes you have to give that oblique some time. And sometimes it heals faster than other times. And I think he's going to be okay. I think it's looking like it could be four weeks. But I think he should be fine.
Ooh, that ringtone was different. I prefer standard ringtone personally. But
so it was 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks from now.
I don't believe him.
4 weeks from now, and he's already missed.
Hey, it's called Dana Brown a liar, but I'm going to say 2 weeks.
Yeah, well,
over the years, what I've seen with these injuries.
Well, Jose Altuve, he has a smaller oblique, though, quicker to heal.
Yordan's kind of secretly becoming a little bit, not prone, but he has injuries.
Yeah.
Yordan has injuries. Just keep that in mind.
No.
Lance McCullers has injuries. Pitcher's injuries last a long time.
You can be a little disrespectful. If he misses some time, I'm fine with that. He comes back and he carries the team and wins World Series.
It's a little
for
rare
you.
To see a guy who's 25 already have, like, three different types of injuries already in his career that
knees,
caused him to miss
hands,
time.
Knees, hands, oblique. Yeah.
Oblique is not that far from the back.
Yeah.
It's the side. I mean, one might say, I think I might have an oblique injury. Is it right here, like the middle part of the back?
I have an oblique injury.
I think I've had.
From throwing a frisbee yesterday?
No. This is, I think I slept wrong months ago. And I think it's my oblique has been hurting for a while.
All right. Well,
and I can tell you it's hard to come back from.
You don't have any. So you did play frisbee yesterday, though, didn't
you? Yeah, but not only like a few holes. So and my favorite disc went in the water, and I was able to retrieve it. And I'm like, I had to take my shoes and socks off.
Didn't even injure yourself doing it?
I had to get into the water, and it kind of started sloping down. I'm like, if I get hurt again trying to retrieve a disc, I will never. I can't. I got to quit radio. I can't tell John that I have to just never show up again.
So at Houston Oaks, not only do they have a golf course, a beautiful, unbelievable. By the way, I played that, and it's unbelievable how perfect a shape it's in. They also have a frisbee golf course.
Well, it's their family nine. So it's a par three course, and they have on those holes, they'll have the disc catcher over there, and then they'll have the one for foot golf, which is you can kick a soccer ball down the thing. And so you tee off. I don't know where you're supposed to tee off on the disc golf. I guess like at the shortest one, the reds or whatever. So
that's for the ladies. The red tees are usually ladies.
Yeah, but it's also we play in terms of feet. Golf is played in terms of yards.
Yeah, but the red tees are the ladies' tees. You were playing from the ladies' tees yesterday?
No, I wasn't playing from the ladies' tees. I was just throwing from disc, and it wasn't really pure red. It was more like orange. So I don't know.
So there's no such thing as orange tees, but okay.
There were on this hole, on this thing.
It's getting more and more embarrassing. So how was your frisbee golf?
So I was able to get the disc out of the water, and I'm like, all right, I'm shutting it down. I can't lose this. Like, I can't afford to lose this one.
Why are you throwing your disc into the water?
Well, it just hooked on me. I tried to put some action on it, and it just
hooked. How wide are the fairways so that you can?
It's pretty. You shouldn't throw it into the water that often. I mean, it's amazing. Playing on a golf course, it'll give you a little skip. Like, it's wide open. It actually was, like, it's not that hard to play on that.
Yeah.
That's not very hard.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Do you really want to get into disc golf talk this much?
No.
Because we can do that if you want. Although people act like I'm really into
it. No, it's just the whole thing is embarrassing as well.
I'm not into disc golf as much as I talk about.
Well,
like,
didn't
I like
you
playing.
Go to a course after you left the course? Didn't you have a date yesterday?
Yeah, I was going to play with Tyler, but I ended up having something I had. Yeah, Tyler Old, assistant program director here.
Right.
We were going to go
you
play
had a frisbee date.
We were going to go play at Moffitt. He and some of the fellas were out there, and I was going to go out there. And he's not a smoker at the course. He's a drinker.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what? He's a smoker, period? I didn't know.
No. You're just smoke. You always say
smokers. Weed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, drinkers.
No.
Well, there's some cigarette guys out there, too. Yeah. Cigarette guys are few and far between anywhere anymore.
Right.
But, you know, you have the, like, I know it's not legal here, but even though there's a bunch of, quote, unquote, kush shops opening up all over the place.
Yeah.
Even though it's not that. It's Delta. But anyway.
Kind of like poker. There's a lot of shops opening up, and it's not all that legal. I don't know.
Yeah. Can we get a rule? Well, maybe it's best not to have a ruling on anything. So, I didn't get a play yesterday.
You didn't get to play?
I had so much golf.
I thought you had a
golf
date.
Talk.
I thought you had a date. Is that what you call it when you have a date?
No,
a
it's not a
date?
It's not a play date. It's a foursome.
Oh.
It's just like you have in golf.
No, it's tea time.
We have a tea time. We had
you don't
a tea
have
time.
A tea time.
Yeah, we had tea times. 5:30 was our tea time.
You don't have assigned tea times.
No, you just have to go out there
and yeah.
Just try to.
What if you get behind
sometime
somebody
I
that's
skip,
slow?
Sometimes I will skip over the past of them. I did that one time when I was in a golf cart. No, my dad did that. He wasn't happy with how slow these guys were playing. So in his golf cart, and this would have been when I was pretty young. We had our one golf outing as a family every year. It was supposed to be fun, and it just turned into my dad yelling at everybody and us being miserable because my brother, because we were slicing too much, and you're shot, you're going inside out. And it was, like, miserable. But we like driving the carts. One time my dad went, these guys wouldn't speed up, so my dad went around them.
That happens all the
time. Somebody
made
a comment to him.
Whoa, no.
That's
and
not.
That I wouldn't
do. You don't
do
that to Marines who are offensive line coaches.
That's, I wouldn't do that.
That, he had a. He had a thing to say to that fellow, and that fellow didn't say anything back.
Yeah,
and we just kept going like, great.
But you go golf, you go around golf with them, Dad. You go you got to go around them enough so that they're not waiting on you then.
Yeah.
You don't hold them up at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's, if you do that, that's fine to go around people.
Well, now if it's a twosome and there's four in front of you, they should just let you play through.
Yeah, they should. But
if you don't, that's annoying, when my dad decided you just drive around. That's really annoying.
It's really annoying. You know what? We got a lot of singles that come up on a foursome. Like, hey, mix in a friend. Mix in a friend.
No, a lot of us don't like people that much.
No, if you're by yourself playing golf, there's something wrong with you.
It's the best.
No, no.
It's the best.
You
play so fast, you get done in 2 hours.
How are you going to gamble? Who are you going to drink with?
You obviously can't. Why does life have to be about vices for you all the time?
If you're gonna play golf, you have to gamble.
Golf, poker, drinking are three vices of yours.
You say that like vices are a bad thing.
There should be an Xbox game called Vice City, John Granato 5 or something like that.
Good.
Where it's all of your vices.
Yeah, let's go. That's all. I got more. Trust me. I got more. You, my friend, need to talk about Craig DeSurf. He doesn't have any vices.
No. Well, he used to. He was a weightlifter. Well, that's not really a vice.
That's not a vice.
But his vice right now is, I don't know that he has one. I know they get some really good barbecue and bring it out there sometime for the sales staff. Like, the sales staff loves them. The service staff, everyone does. Craig is one of those. Now, Craig DeSurf is a guy that's always upbeat and always has good energy. That's a guy. Just like our head coach in football, that guy is a lot like that. Craig is. That's why I like him. He's a positive energy guy who has a lot of fun. It's why the people who work for him never leave. He has great offers right now. I can tell you about the truck deals. Let me just tell you about them real quick. The GMC Sierra pickup truck and the Chevy Silverado. There's unbelievably deep deals going on for each one of them. One of them has a dealer discount, low APR, and 90 days of no payments. The other one has a phenomenal APR or dealer cash back. You can choose $2,750 in dealer cash back or 1.9% APR financing. So make sure you check up on the pickup trucks that are out there available. You can go to LanceZCars.com, see the entire inventory, but always a great deal and always a lot of fun buying a vehicle out in Angleton from Craig DeSurf at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird.
All right, Lance. Bank robbers, are they the smartest people?
Well, not the ones that end up on this show during the time between 9:50 and 9:56.
Well, how about in Hernando County, Florida? The woman walks into a bank and she says, "This is a robbery. Give me all your money."
She didn't have a note like everyone else does?
No. But then she went to the teller window and said she was only joking, and then she withdrew cash from her account. Do you feel like, yelling?
So it was kind of like at the funniest thing is when you go to the airport.
Yeah, and you say, "I got a gun," yeah, or "I got a bomb."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then you say you're joking.
Yeah.
And they usually go, "Just don't do it again. That's serious here."
Ha ha, that's funny.
Top-notch idiots.
Yeah.
"Hey, you looking to get smashed?"
There's another bank robber in Chicago.
Well, what happened to that lady in Florida, though?
Well, yeah, she was arrested.
She was arrested?
She was arrested.
But she just
took walk into a bank and say this is a robbery.
Yeah, but then if you just say, "Just kidding," if you say JK.
Yeah. JK.
If you say
with
JK.
A laugh emoji.
Yes. You say JK.
Uh-huh.
And you do this with your eyes, like there's tears coming out.
Yeah. A Minnesota man traveled to Chicago twice last year to rob banks. But apparently he lost the money when someone stole the car with the cash inside it. $8,000 in stolen cash. Do you feel like this man should go to the police and say, "Hey, I had my car stolen and I had $8,000 in cash stolen from it because I just stolen and just robbed the bank"?
Well, I don't think you want to. No, you probably just.
Yeah, you got to take the L.
You just have to take the L. Yeah, I don't think there's not really a way. You maybe could do it with your insurance. Like, I had this car stolen. What was inside of it? $8,000 cash. Yeah. I don't know if the insurance company is going to be like, we're not going to, I don't know.
Where'd you get $8,000?
You just had $8,000 in cash in your car. Yes, I'd like it reimbursed.
Yeah. Have you ever had the urge to buy human remains?
No, not
well. Apparently,
years.
At the Harvard
Michael
Medical
Jackson,
School,
the Elephant Man,
Harvard Medical School, 7 people, including the morgue manager at the Harvard Medical School, were arrested and charged with stealing and selling human remains from mortuaries. Apparently, including the bodies of 2 stillborn infants. Is there a big market for body parts these days? I maybe in stem cells research that you could sell them to labs.
Maybe stem cells.
Maybe, but I just have never had. I never had the urge to steal body parts from dead people. I don't know.
I haven't either. But I don't know. Maybe they're. I don't. Why would you?
I don't know. It just seems like that's not something I'd be interested in. An Indianapolis woman who transported babies in milk crates strapped to bikes was sentenced to one year in prison.
Wait. Say this again. A baby in Minnesota?
An Indianapolis woman who transported babies across the city in a milk crate strapped to a bicycle.
Oh, okay. So she was... She was like the
right, like the witch, right?
And there was Toto the dog was no.
Well, no, it was babies.
Yeah, but not Toto. And this one was strapped in. Yeah. Okay. Well,
right.
And what happened to her?
So one man said he thought she was transporting toys in the milk crate, but he saw an arm move inside the milk crate.
It's kind of like a car seat.
2 unrestrained 2-month-old twin babies. She got a year
and
for
and that was her car seat?
And that's her. Yeah, I could see where she'd need to do a year. Ooh,
that's kind of methy looking.
She needs to go. Even before the baby, she needed to go to a prison probably. Ooh. We're done. Paul Gallant is next.
She should have gone to prison for looking that way.
Just looking like that. Right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. And you know what? You're going to walk away. You're not going to walk away with that face. What you're going to walk away with is a smile on your face when you get done with Chastain. Chastain Ford is awesome. Chastain Ford is just the best place to buy your vehicle. I'm telling you, I've been so pleased. I bought 2 vehicles from them, and I can't be happier about the service. I can't be happier about the way that they go about it. One of the first things, okay, where do your payments have to be? Let's find the perfect fit for you, because they don't want you to be choking on your car payments, because that's awful. And get the best car that you could possibly get with what you want in it, not what they want in it, not with adding on and marking up. They don't do that. They just don't do that stuff. What they do is they put you in the perfect vehicle for you. So get the vehicle the way that you want it, new or used. Get it at Chastain Ford, where they won't mark up or add on. This is a promise that they're going to make to you every single time at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Tell them you heard it right here.
Drive me smooth, motherfucker.
ESPN975.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.